Now, we've done with one set of holidays, Paris, and that is obviously the Easter long weekend. We're back for a couple of days. Then we have Thursday off for Anzac Day before we're back at work on Friday, and then we're into the weekend. So 3 days is all we have to work this week.
You know, it would be a good political move. We've got the election coming up.
Yep.
One of the governments should say, vote us in and we'll make the Easter and Anzac Day week all public holidays entire week.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And for those people that have taken the 3 days off on annual leave and ended up with 10 days of holidays, I say well played.
Yes.
There's a couple of people in the office here who I saw on Thursday and they're like, yeah, not seeing you for another 10 days. I'm like, lucky you. Well done.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Peace out.
Yeah. Well, let's talk Anzac Day on Thursday. Obviously, there's a lot of tradition around Anzac Day, and one of those traditions is Anzac biscuits.
Yes, it is.
I did not know this, but I found this yesterday, and there is going to be and currently is an Anzac biscuit crackdown. Businesses risk $50,000 fines for trying to sell, they say tampered product, but product that they've changed. So not the traditional Anzac biscuit. So if you sell or call something an Anzac biscuit, but you add choc chips or even almonds, 50 grand.
Jesus.
Could be coming out of your bank account.
Oh my goodness. It's like it's been trademarked by the powers that be.
And if you go
outside of that, you'll be fine. That's crazy to me. I thought maybe you meant if they were selling anything other than the Anzac biscuit that you buy in the packet in the shop. Mm. You know, you have to call them Anzac style biscuits. But adding a choc chip, I mean, oh, it's called spicing it up. Live a little.
Well, apparently that's the go. And it's all according to the federal government and RSLs. They're cracking down on businesses and sellers of your Anzac biscuits. You change it at all, you run the risk of getting fined up to and over $50,000. Now, if you want a traditional recipe, you can go to the Australian War Memorial website. That's where they're at. Other than that, don't change it. Wow. Serious about Anzac biscuit.
Creativity is dead. That is just, wow.
Be creative in other ways, just not with your Anzac biscuit.
I'm in total disbelief.
I couldn't believe it either.
Lucky neither of us are going to be selling any Anzac cookies anytime soon. Any that I do make will be swiftly consumed by me, myself, and I.
That's a smart move, I would say.
Want more Hamish in Paris? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.